Vayhi b'shalach paro et ha'am. Hashem made miracles in Mitzrayim, and those miracles brought the Egyptians to recognition that Hashem is great. So the Egyptians have a certain amount of respect for their Ribono Shel Olam, but they do not have an appreciation for the greatness of Klal Yisrael. So Paro sends them out. Vayhi b'shalach Paro et ha'am. In Paro's mind, I have many nations here, and this one I gotta let go of. So he's saying, I have to appease their God. It's not that he values them. It's b'shalach Paro et ha'am. Let me get rid of this nation to appease their God, so that things will go quiet here again. And if he couldn't appreciate the greatness of Klal Yisrael, so then his recognition of their Ribono Shel Olam is also not where it should be. Because this goes back to the pasuk we learned in Yeshaya today, Atem Eidai Ne'um Hashem. We are testimony to their Ribono Shel Olam. And says Rav Chalap, if one wants to have a recognition of Hashem's existence in the world, there has to be a recognition of Am Yisrael being his nation. It goes hand in hand. And if a person says, I recognize their Ribono Shel Olam, it's the people I don't like. I don't have any respect for them. So Am Yisrael is Hashem's name in the world. That's part of Avodah Zarah when a person refuses to recognize Am Yisrael. And then even if he's praising their Ribono Shel Olam, but he says, yeah, but I don't like your kid. I don't like your representative here. I don't like your ambassador. The Ribono Shel Olam says you're speaking against me. You're not only talking against my kid. And this is, if we would take Rav Chalap another step, so then Rashi in Tehillim says this often. He says very often, Lama rageshu goyim ul umim yegurik. Why are the nations speaking bad about Am Yisrael? Al Hashem al Meshicho. It's a way of getting back at Hashem. They say, I can't touch him, let me touch his kids. So when they're against us, it's a way of saying, I'm not going to go directly against you, Ribono Shel Olam. But them, no, let me find a way to go against them. And that's Yad al Kis Kan, the end of the parasha. Amalek's attacking their Ribono Shel Olam. Amalek's attacking us. No. When people attack us, we have to know, like Moshe Rabbeinu said in Parshas Midyan, Milchemet Hashem, we fight the wars of Hashem, we're carrying Hashem's name on our banner. And that's what Moshe says, and that's what Yoshua says. If we lose Ribono Shel Olam, it's your name. We're your representatives here. And this is a very powerful concept when a person can invoke this in his tefillah. Now, the problem is, can a person be true to this concept himself? Meaning, can a person really say, I want to do your will, there, Ribono Shel Olam. This has nothing to do with me. The answer is most of the time we cannot do that. Most of the time we're very much doing it because it's me. But I can also say, Ribono Shel Olam, I want it, but I also want to do your will. I'm not perfectly pure. I don't have to say that in my tefillah. I don't have to say, no, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm not pure. But I can say, Ribono Shel Olam, I want it, but it's also your honor. The key point here is being honest and saying it's also your honor. So help me here because it's your name and it's not only help me, it's help Klal Yisrael. It's help us all.